Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're talking about the Hatton Garden heist.
Richard, what is Hatton Garden?
Hatton Garden is the centre of London's gem trade. It's full of jewellery shops.
Yeah, it's the jewellery quarter, isn't it?
Mm.
And we use the word heist, but that just means...
bank robbery.
A robbery, yeah.
So, Jackie, what happened?
Well, nine thieves raided a safe deposit facility and about 70 security boxes were opened, and they took millions of pounds worth of jewels, cash and other valuables.
Mmm, exciting stuff. So when did this happen then?
Well, interestingly, over the Easter weekend, because it's not really a weekend. I mean, the Easter weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday and bank holiday Monday as well.
So there was no one around for quite a long period of time.
Exactly.
That's a clue to what happened, is it? How did they get in?
Well, interestingly, there was no forced entry into the building, so that suggests an inside job. They started on the second floor.
Right.
Okay. So, first of all, they disabled the lift, and then they abseiled down the lift shaft into the basement.
And then how did they get into the...
Well, once they got down to the bottom, obviously there's those metal shutters across the lift. They yanked those open, and then in front of them was the wall.
To the vault.
To the vault.
And how did they get through that then?
50-centimetre wall.
Right, half a metre thick.
Okay.
Reinforced concrete, I suppose.
Absolutely. They used a heavy-duty drill, which was, Richard, listen to this, diamond-tipped.
A diamond-tipped drill to get into the diamond vault.
And it took several hours.
Sounds just like a movie.
Exactly, exactly. They made a number of holes so that eventually they had an area of 25 centimetres by 45 centimetres for them to climb through.
So they came through, it was a very small gap, they sneaked through, presumably had another drill to open the safe deposit boxes.
They had all sorts of things with them to open 72 of the 1,000 boxes.
Mm, so do you think they targeted those 72?
I don't know. There are a number of questions. Why they only opened 72 is one of them. Why the police failed to respond to an alarm from the building that went off while the gang was trying to break into the vault.
Oh.
And also, I'm not quite sure how they left either.
Wow. Exciting stuff.
You mentioned the movie thing, Richard. It's like when those old-fashioned bank robberies.
It's the ingenuity of the bank robbers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Ocean's 9.
I was going to say, it reminds me of Ocean's 11. And, of course, you've got the debonair lead, George Clooney.
Nine different people with different roles to play, no doubt.
Right.
And also, I think there was little empathy, or there has been little empathy for the people who...
Who were robbed.
Who were robbed,
because they were very rich, presumably, or are very rich.
No real harm was done, except against the rich. And people think, rightly or wrongly, that they can afford to lose whatever they had in their boxes.
Mm.
So, Mr. Clooney, how about coming to London for a few weeks to do some filming?